From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Hong Kong billionaire Li Ka-shing says he is retiring as chairman of his conglomerate just shy of his 90th birthday. Bramwen Benito reports.
Li made the announcement at a packed press conference on Friday. His company, CK Hutchison, said in an announcement that Li will retire from his position as chairman and executive director of his flagship conglomerate after the company's annual general meeting in May. Li turns 90 this summer and has been Hong Kong's wealthiest individual for two decades. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
The United States imposed sanctions Thursday on several Russian organizations and individuals for alleged destructive cyber attacks and interference in the 2016 U.S. election. Zlatissa Hoke has more.
An analyst tells VOA the new sanctions are no more than a cleanup of the existing U.S. sanctions against Russia.
They could have taken a set of actions that included more of the entities or the individuals from kind of the Kremlin report, the classified report that everybody agrees was very good. That would have hit a little closer to Putin's power set structures and kind of his soft spots, right, where he and his cronies keep their money.
Zlatissa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Russia has said it will add more Americans to its so-called blacklist in response to the sanctions. Syrian Kurdish forces say that Turkish shelling and airstrikes in the northern Syrian town of Afrin have killed at least 20 civilians. A spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces also says 30 people have been wounded as Turkish forces shelled the Ashrafi neighborhood Friday. Turkish forces have nearly also encircled the city and enclave of Afrin. This is VOA News. Authorities in the state of Florida announced Friday morning that at least six people have died after a newly installed pedestrian bridge collapsed Thursday. During a press briefing Friday morning, it was also announced that at least nine people have been taken to the hospital to be treated for injuries. The cause for the bridge's collapse is still being investigated. Activists are planning demonstrations against the visit of Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen to a regional summit in Australia. Phil Mercer has more.
About 1,000 supporters of Cambodia's banned opposition say they'll protest Prime Minister Hun Sen's visit to Australia. They intend to rally outside the ASEAN summit in Sydney, despite threats from the veteran Cambodian leader that he would follow them home and assault those who plan to burn his effigy.
If you have the right to burn me, we have our right to beat you up. There's nothing wrong with that. I'll follow them home and grab them.
His critics accuse him of a string of human rights abuses and believe his crackdown on dissent is tied to elections in Cambodia later this year. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The chief of staff of South Korean President Moon Jae-in announced Friday that Seoul was moving forward with plans for a meeting with North Korea in April.
The preparation committee decided to hold South and North Korean high-level talks in late March to prepare the summit, and we will officially propose the talks to North Korea.
Im Jung-suk added that he could not rule out the possibility that Moon may meet U.S. President Donald Trump after the inter-Korean summit, but before Trump's planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in May. Jeff Custer reports that North Korea's foreign minister briefly met with Sweden's prime minister Friday during a surprise trip to Stockholm that has fueled speculation about a possible meeting between President Trump and leader Kim Jong-un of North Korea.
Trump has agreed to meet Kim by May. So far, North Korea has yet to publicly comment on what it hopes to gain from the talks. Sweden has been rumored as a possible site for the summit between Kim and Trump, though a truce village on the South Korean side of the demilitarized zone between the Koreas is seen as far more likely. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho held talks with Swedish counterpart Margot Wallström Thursday before returning to the North Korean embassy. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The White House is rejecting a Washington Post report that President Trump has decided to replace H.R. McMaster as his national security advisor. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump and McMaster have a good working relationship and there are no changes at the National Security Council. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.